If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Your hometown.
Today we head southwest to a village about 25 miles outside downtown Chicago. Tag along as we explore the local sights and sounds of Romeoville on this edition of Your Hometown. Sponsored by the Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities.
We got a lot of folks from Lewis University working here at WGN Radio. We got a lot of ISU grads. We have plenty of Big Teners. We used to have a bunch of Southern Illinois University Carbondale grads here when that was a big broadcast school in the southern part of the state. But Lewis University has been here all along. And so Bob's producer, Haley, and Ashley, who works with us here at WGN, Tony and Patrick, all Lewis University grads. Dr. David Livingston is the president of Lewis over in Romeoville. Dr. Livingston, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it. And we're so proud of our alumni who are at WGN and at a lot of radio and TV stations across the country.
Yeah, no kidding. We should be, you should either be paying us or maybe we should be paying you. But it's been a beautiful thing for a while here.
No, it's very good. I mean, it's, you know, the nice thing about it is it's a great program and it's really hands-on learning. You know, they get to do sports broadcasting for our athletic teams. They do shows. The provost and I do a weekly show that they produce that, you know, is on YouTube. And so there's a lot of real life activity and learning. And that's really one of the things we try to do at Lewis across the board. So our nurses are in operating rooms. Our teachers are teaching. Our pilots are flying. And everybody, you know, and radio and TV people are producing shows and being on their own radio shows.
A young lady who has been a caretaker for my parents was at the same time taking nursing classes at Lewis, and she got a great education there, and she was hands-on with my folks, evidently in the classroom. It seemed like the perfect marriage, didn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and I think education more and more emphasizes that. I think students want it. We know how valuable it is. People really want to learn by doing. Obviously, there's theory that people have to know. There's still book learning, all of that stuff. But I think the real practical experience makes a difference, and Lewis emphasizes that as a part of our curriculum.
So are you a Division I, II, III, NAI school? How many students go there? Give me the numbers.
Yeah, I'll give you the numbers. So we're about 8,000 students across four different campuses. We are Division II. We play Division I in men's volleyball. It's a kind of, so we just beat Penn State a couple weeks ago at home. That was really fun. But, you know, D2, and we're actually, after the fall, we were the number sixth team in the country out of 304 D2 schools. We had a really great fall with our cross country, women's cross country, finished sixth in the country. So we have a really long and proud legacy of flyer sports.
You're an interesting story. You have a background in chemistry and theology. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I started, actually went to another great Illinois school. My alma mater is Augustana over in the Quad Cities. Met my wonderful wife there. And but I studied chemistry. I was actually going to be a chemical engineer. So I started looking into that. I was going to spend 3 years at Augustana and 2 years at U of I. And then that just, you know, I didn't want to spend the rest of my life in a lab. So I ended up instead going into religion for my master's and doctoral work and loved teaching. You know, I taught high school at Loyola Academy and at JCA down here in Joliet, and then went on to teach in college and eventually got into administration. So I feel like a kind of, you know, liberally educated person who has a little science and a little humanities, and love that about what higher education can do for people.
Sounds like a very good liberal education you got. Bunch of fields, bunch of disciplines.
Yes. And I think, you know, we believe in that. You know, I believe good citizenship comes from, you know, being able to, you know, again, take in news like you offer us and critically assess it. But that comes from taking a political science course here, a philosophy course there. a chemistry course, a math course. Right. And if you're well-read in lots of areas, it's a lot easier to understand what's going on in the world.
I want to ask you about the aviation school. You mentioned the nursing school. What other disciplines are people coming to Lewis University in Romeoville for?
Yeah, so we have a really strong area of computer science and really STEM. Our chemistry program is actually excellent. We just had Lauren Underwood on campus. She was delivering a $950,000 check for our chemistry program. Business is very strong. Finance, of course, education is where we started. We're a LaSallian school, and St. John Baptist de La Salle is the patron saint of teachers in the Catholic Church. And so teaching educators is key for us. But we do criminal justice and, you know, a whole host. We have 120 different programs on campus. So we do a lot of things, and we're very excited about it.
A lot of us in the media, radio, TV, print, go to your school for expertise about the weather and about aviation. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, aviation, we have a little over 800 students in aviation in multiple disciplines. So a little over 300, about 320 people learning to fly. But then we have programs in aviation maintenance, which, of course, is incredibly important. We have a program that does airport management. So a lot of the people that are dealing with your customer service issues and making sure that, you know, the whole airport, you know, we have Midway and O'Hare here. They're very complex organizations. So running them, we have air traffic control program. And then we have an unmanned aviation system, which is a kind of drone program. So the future in unmanned systems.
So, wow, that's
that must be new.
Unmanned aviation drones. I've only recently heard about these.
Well, you know, we worked with the FBI a couple years ago. We had the FBI out on campus, and they were working with a group of our students and trying to, you know, figure out how drones might be used. Actually, our students were helping them do research on the ways that drones might be used to harm the U.S., but by working with our students, they kind of unearthed some. Here's how we can then do counter stuff to how somebody might use a drone. So it's, you know, we do fascinating stuff. Our students and our faculty are amazing.
You're a private school. I wonder if you get any federal or state funds, and can you just talk about the challenges of running and making affordable a university in Illinois today?
Yeah, we do. We a little over 30% of our students are Pell eligible. So the Pell grants, you know, great member of the Congress who ended up setting up funding for low-income students. We receive, of course, students take out some loans, but our average debt at graduation is below the national average, a little over $20,000. So Title IV funding is those loans. Mm-hmm. And then we get grants that might fund, you know, shortage in nursing, as we've talked about. So we get grants that can help people get into nursing. There's been a state grant recently for early childhood education. We all know that birth to five is also an incredibly important time. So educating people that are working with birth to five-year-olds. So we do get federal money, and it is hard to make it affordable. You know, we want the best teachers, coaches, and professionals on campus to give the students a great experience. But, of course, that means that you have to compensate those people fairly. It's not inexpensive, but I think Lewis is an affordable option. We are, as you said, a private school. We do have an endowment, but it's modest, you know, about $120 million. So, but that our alumni help to make it affordable for some of our students to go. And it's really a combination of that, you know, a little bit of a loan, some gifts from our previous alumni who benefited from a Lewis education, some grants from the federal government, and then, of course, the family and student getting their, you know, skin in the game and working hard to afford a Lewis education.
Dr. David Livingston is the president of Lewis University. It's in Romeoville, and Romeoville is your hometown today. It's nice to meet you, doctor. Thanks for visiting with us. Continued success to the faculty, staff, and students over there.
You know, thank you so much, and thank you for all you do to keep us informed in Chicago and ask really good questions. We appreciate that you're kind of that ongoing college education that happens every day. So we really appreciate you and WGN and all that you do.
And what a nice way to put that. Thank you, sir.